The events of the auction lingered in Amelia's mind as she sat at the Green Haven nursery the following day. The soft hum of the greenhouse fans and the earthy aroma of soil usually brought her peace, but today they felt distant, like a memory she couldn't quite grasp. Ethan entered the room, a folder in his hand and a cautious smile on his face. "You're quiet." Amelia looked up, managing a faint smile. "Just thinking about Beatrice, about Eloise's warning. It feels like it's not really over." Ethan placed the folder on the table and sat across from her. "You're right. Eloise may be in custody, but the Vine Society isn't gone. We've just disrupted their plans, for now." Amelia sighed, leaning back in her chair. "I should feel relieved. Beatrice deserved justice, and we've done everything we can to make that happen. But I can't help wondering, what if Eloise was right? What if this is just the beginning?" Ethan reached across the table and covered her hand with his. "Then we'll be ready. We've faced them before, and we'll face them again if we have to." Amelia nodded, her resolve strengthening. She couldn't let the lingering threat overshadow what they'd accomplished. They had exposed the truth, dismantling a key part of the Vine Society's operation, and brought justice to Beatrice's memory. "What's in the folder?" she asked, motioning toward it. Ethan opened it, revealing a collection of documents and photographs. "Thomas sent this over. It's everything they've uncovered about the Vine Society so far. Names, locations, potential leads. He thought we might be able to add more information." The day of departure from Michigan was a sad day for Anna. They traveled by train to New York, where they boarded a boat. The trip took a long time. She wondered if she would ever see land again. She was even seasick. The boat landed in Bremerhaven, Germany, which was quite far from Czechoslovakia. They disembarked and walked about a mile to a train station. The train took them to Bratislava, a main city in the Slovak part of Czechoslovakia. At least the train was clean and fairly comfortable. They were all exhausted from the 10-hour train ride and still had to find a bus which would take them to Verboce, which is near Myava. The old and dirty-looking bus was not far from the train station, so they boarded the bus and rode for 2 hours before they arrived in Verboce. Once they got off the bus, they had to walk up a steep hill to reach their house. What a long and tedious trip they made from Michigan to Czechoslovakia. I am not sure I could have survived it. I applaud my mother for surviving and thriving. Once they reached the house, they wanted to just sleep. Fortunately, there were beds in the house and some food that the neighbors had provided. They had a nice house, which her father had purchased before he'd gone to America. Now that Anna was in Verboce, she had anxiety about school, friends, and home. Would she relate to the other children in school? Would she be ostracized as an American? She wore American clothes, and now she had to dress in the Slovak kroj costume, which was uncomfortable. She didn't even know how to put on these strange garments. Oh, how she longed to return to America. She thought she could find a way back to Michigan. She thought maybe a teacher in school could help her find a way back to Michigan. That never happened. In retirement, leisure activities are vital for maintaining happiness and well-being. Yet they must be approached with a sense of fiscal responsibility. Setting a realistic budget for leisure activities helps ensure that your enjoyment does not compromise financial security. Begin by assessing your monthly income and expenses, allocating a portion specifically for leisure. This budget should reflect your financial comfort zone, allowing room for spontaneity while keeping broader financial goals in check.
Identifying cost-effective entertainment options can further enhance this balance. Consider matinee shows, community theater, or local art exhibits, which often provide cultural enrichment at a fraction of the cost. By planning thoughtfully, you can indulge in leisure activities without overextending your finances. Prioritizing experiences over material possessions can greatly enhance your retirement satisfaction.